I feel like we need to reverse our thoughts, and I feel I don't think I'm an anomaly in that, right?
No, I think that's the. I feel like a lot of people believe that.
I think we should probably reverse those chances, though. I think if we were all being really honest here, I think Dylan Gabriel, whether it's 5%, 10%, right now he has a much better chance of winning this job. I think Shador's going to have to go above and beyond to win the job.
I mean, if you're Stefanski, the moment that you throw Dylan Gabriel in there, I would imagine that then ends the idea. Really, either one of them, right? Like, if you put Shador in, let's say, after Flacco, that's that rookie's job for the rest of the season. Now, you lose your ability to then throw in Dylan Gabriel in any other way. Like, if you use that once, then either he has to take off, and if he doesn't, then that might be curtains for
him. Oh, I don't see. Now, okay, so this is, I think there's a real chance, guys. If Joe's not on this roster, and it's Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador, and one of the rookies starts, I think we could have quarterback chaos.
No, but that's only if they start week one. I'm playing with the assumption that it's either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett week one.
I think if we get to any one of the young quarterbacks at any point in the season, it's going to be a week by week. If that happens week one, maybe whoever starts, maybe that's unfair. Maybe whoever starts, unless they're Nathan Peterman, maybe they get four games before we go week to week. I think this could be quarterback chaos. I really do. And I will say, though, like, I don't know they get full marks. To what Mary Kay was saying, I don't know they get full marks if Shador happens to be really good this year and takes the job. Because the quarterback we should be grading them on is Dylan Gabriel. That's the guy that they hand clapped like you wouldn't believe for. That's the guy that they overdrafted. And so in the end, if Shador is Brock Purdy and Dylan Gabriel is Trey Lance, yeah, no one will carry. But for the purposes of this year, if Dylan Gabriel, it doesn't even factor into the equation, it's such a bigger story, or sorry, it should be such a bigger tell on the organization than if Shador doesn't.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just, the hard part I have is, and we asked Jason this in a 420 segment, right? It was like, Jason, so what can we actually grade him off? He's like, no, they're a third and a fifth round pick. This isn't the draft. You don't get to grade them off this draft. I just disagree.
Oh, I disagree as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're two of the four principal players and we think they both have a chance to significantly play, like, no, you, like, we don't have, like, okay, so I can't grade them off DTR then? I can't grade, like, okay, well, I apparently am supposed to blame Jimmy. No, this is not Jason's word. I'm apparently supposed to blame Jimmy Haslam for Deshaun.
Well, also then this implies, Nick, that we can't grade him ever until it's somebody that is perceived to be a top five quarterback or someone taken number one overall.
It's just,
we just never get to grade him off quarterbacks?
Well, I can't grade them off Baker Mayfield because it was Baker's fault. I can't grade him off Deshaun because, well, quite frankly, it was Jimmy's fault. And then we overinflate what they did with Jacoby Brissett, which statistically looks exactly the same like it did in Indy. We overinflate what we did with Joe when Joe's stats in Indy last year were almost identical to his stats in Cleveland the year before. So, like, I just, there seems to be, specifically with how people view Stefanski and Barry, they're in a perfect situation. They're Teflon. You can't hold them to anything.
Yeah,
can't
it feels
results.
That way.
You
it
can't hold
them
to results.
Way.
You can't hold them to moves they've made. And it really is wild to see people line up on this. Like, to hell with that. They with any of these quarterbacks on the board, including Kyle McCord, including Will Howard, including Shador, they put the flag in the ground for Dylan Gabriel. That he should be somebody.
Yeah, it's just, how many opportunities can we give them where then we have to turn around and try to make excuses for him? Like, at some point, you do have to show us. I'm not saying you got to be Kevin O'Connell and turn him into Sam Darnold, but at some point, you have to show us something in the way of developing these guys.
I mean, that even becomes a catch-22 of, is it who's being drafted or is it development?
That's what we talked about with wide receivers for so many years.
And not just that.
All these third-round wide receivers. Was it the problem with drafting them or was it the problem with developing them?
And the problem is, I don't think you even know in the building. You know, like, and I think there's a big thing in the NBA. Like, the coaches that I like in sports are the ones that I can look at and go, you develop that guy, you develop that guy. And 39 wins in the NBA for two different coaches looks completely different to me based on, all right, where did you find guys? Did you elevate them? The most impressive thing they've done in Miami was Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Guys, it's fine. It's taking Caleb Martin to being a significant role player. It's finding Haywood Highsmith. It's elevating Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, two late lottery picks into really good players. Same thing in the NFL. Like if you can draft and develop, and it is those are two different things.
Yeah, but they have no history of that right now.
They have either.
Yeah,
and I think that's the I shouldn't say either. Like they found Diabate, they found Emerson, but the problem is on the offensive side of the ball, which is where
one Pro Bowler in five drafts.
Well, but where Kevin focuses on, find me the Diabates. Find me the MJ Emerson.
No, the best offensive weapons we have were either here before Pryor, guys like Nick Chubb, or they were guys that you traded for. Amari Cooper, already established.
So I find it really hard to believe when people say, well, you can't grade him on Dylan. Listen, if you want to say Shador's a fifth-round pick, if we want to give the same pass to Shador that we got for DTR in the event that Shador is not good or gets cut or whatever, okay, that's a fifth-round pick. I get that. Third-round pick, no. Third-round picks are supposed to start. If you take Dylan Gabriel with a 92nd pick, you're not hoping he develops into a plucky backup.
Right.
And I think that's where, so like, it's a weird way of saying, I think it's a huge victory if Shador comes in, because I think Shador's got the higher ceiling. I think it's a huge victory if he takes this job and you can start him for 17 games.
Yeah, and listen, and that's Stefanski's got a chance to come out smelling like flowers on this one.
Yeah, but at the same point,
in a big way, if he gets a third or a fifth round pick, either one of them to be a really good football player, you come out, you're great, you're gold.
But at the same point, we'll look at you with a side eye and went, well, that wasn't your boy though. Your boy was Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, you see, I'm not thinking that way. I'm not.
Oh, I am.
I know you are.
Kevin
I'm not.
Stefanski looked jubilant. He looks like when I pull a 16-ounce ribeye off the grill and it's just singed in fat and delicious looking while having a nice Coors banquet in my hand. Like, that's what he looked like when he got you know what it looked like when he got Dylan Gabriel?
What's so funny about it, though, is that
it looked like he finally.
I know, but what's so funny about that is Stefanski describing Dylan Gabriel was describing Shador Sanders. Like, what he likes about Dylan Gabriel is the same thing that he also likes about Shador Sanders.
One massive difference, and it's who they are as a person. Or maybe their reactions with each other. That sounded different. I don't like the way that... I'm like Greenberg with the Schefter plane thing.
Was that your Hiroshima? We're calling it that instead of Hiroshima now, because in that context, it just worked.
I think Dylan is head down work, no personality guy, and I think Shador is everything that Kevin uncomfortable.
Dylan didn't show up to the Browns complex wearing a Guardians hat, despite never being at a Guardians game ever.
But I think that's huge to Kevin. I think Kevin. If you could clone a quarterback for Kevin, it'd be the personality of Kirk Cousins, right?
Ideally, yeah. Yeah, I think he wants someone to be that football robot, and I think Dylan Gabriel might be that guy.
216-474-0092. Should we be judging the Browns more on Dylan Gabriel than Shador Sanders? If Shador ends up being the better quarterback this year and Shador takes this job, there's going to be part of us that we just have to go, yeah, you got your ass bailed out there. Too high, too low, or just right with Jake Murren coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.